Today, a high school or college student might take an internship to learn the basics they need for a certain career. That was what Alex was doing, in a sense. No one realized that what he had learned would be the basis for appointing him Secretary of the Treasury. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Alexander Hamilton was born on the island of Nevis, but moved with his mother to the island of St. Croix when he was 10. He worked in a dry goods store during his teenage years. His route to what would become the United States was quite unique.
He writes a letter describing a hurricane that had occurred here in his 18th year of life. And that letter gets picked up by a newspaper in New York, and some people had read it, and some people here were quite impressed with him, and so they actually bundled him up and shipped him off to the university in the British colonies. So he actually ended up at what was then King's College in New York City.
David Goldstein shares the story from Christiansted National Historic Site on the island of St. Croix.
He lived in a very multicultural world and an extremely cosmopolitan part of the planet where people were doing interesting things with money and investments. It was a Danish colony, but it was actually highly tied to what was going on in the French, Dutch, and English colonies, as it had always been.
Hamilton saw firsthand how the world's nations and wealthiest families traded, made the most of their money.
This is where you came to diversify your portfolio, because the French, the Dutch, and the English all through the 18th and 19th century have a variety of different issues with one another that limit the amount of trade they can do. But as long as you could diversify your holdings here in Denmark, you could always run your stuff through Danish territory.
There's no doubt Hamilton's experiences in St. Croix were part of the reason George Washington appointed him the first Secretary of the Treasury of the United States. Much of the town and buildings here remain, living history from the days Hamilton learned business here. Traveling the countryside in Christiansted, St. Croix. I'm Andrew McRae.